Shelby County restaurants and retailers can join their counterparts in other rural parts of the state as open for business starting Monday. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, local government and health officials say the county is prepared for a reboot, but with limits.
The first phase of the county's, quote, back to business plan restricts restaurants and retailers to half their normal occupancy and requires employees to wear masks. Gyms, churches, and libraries are limited to 25% capacity. To be clear, May 4th will not mark a return to pre-COVID life. It's more like dipping your toes in the water, if you choose.
Work at home when possible. If you don't need to go out to a retail store, don't go out to a retail store. If you're comfortable having takeout, have takeout.
That's Dr. Scott Strome, the medical school dean at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center. The goal of the stay-at-home orders has been in part to keep the virus from spreading so quickly that the sickest patients overwhelm hospitals. Social distancing also bought time to expand testing and gather additional life-saving equipment like ventilators. Strome says strides in these areas justify removing certain lockdown restrictions.
Everything we do in life is a balance, and you'd like that to be a data-driven balance.
The growth rate of new cases has stabilized over the past month, on average 66 cases per day. Hospitalizations, including at the ICU, have also flattened since the peak in early April. Still, Strome says lifting restrictions could lead to more cases and potential deaths.
Is this a perfect solution? No, it's not. Is it a solution that balances the needs of folks to work with the realities of the virus and allows us flexibility? I think it's an imperfect solution that allows us to do that.
The flexibility he means to bring back restrictions if there's another spike in cases.
The virus hasn't changed, and while we're stable right now, if people break this social contract and really start practicing outside of these guidelines, I think we're going to be right back where we started.
Strome adds, just because you can doesn't mean you need to go out. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.